pleasant.
Well, most, yeah, he's very pleasant. Congenial. That's not the word I'm trying to think of, though. It'll come to me one day.
When a boy is growing up, he gets to be 13 or 14, all arms and legs, can't walk, and that's all around that stone, and you say he's mighty.
Gangly.
And,
only I don't know how to spell that.
I had to look it up, too. I'm not that good at spelling. I have to put things up in the dictionary.
I used to be able to spell better than I do now. I look in the dictionary. For instance, Caesar, I was trying to spell Caesar, and I had forgotten whether it was A-E or E-A. Mm-hmm. I had to look it up.
Is it A-E?
E-A.
E-A?
S-E-A. S-A-R.
And a person who maybe has plenty of money but won't spend it, you say he's a...
Frugal? Oh, he's stingy.
And,
Pinch penny.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about the word common. The word fools, when you were coming up, was that a bad word to say, call someone a fool? Was that just something you wouldn't
You didn't fool? Call people fools.
Isn't that a biblical
word? That word was not in my vocabulary.
That's a biblical
He that calleth his brother a fool is in danger of hell fire. That's Bible. And selling a dog is bad luck. That's in the Bible. I forget where. You were told not to sell dogs. Well, that's in the Bible. Somebody told me about that.
That injunction against calling people fools, that's Proverbs.
I don't know where it is, but it's in the Bible for sure.
I was taught never to use that.
Oh, yeah, never use that. Never call anybody a fool. I never told any child. Now, I had a child's grandmother a couple years ago tell me that I told her she was dumb one day. I may have told her that what she did was dumb, but I never told a child they were dumb. Now, I've had plenty of them say, oh, Miss Seymour, don't waste your time on me, I'm too dumb. But it's just, they had different talents. And it's a very wonderful thing that we don't all have the same talents. Wouldn't it be boring? The Lord knew what he was doing when he made every fellow different from the other. No two of us are exactly alike.
Say a man, he gets up in age, maybe 85 or 90, he still gets around real well, plows guard, walk around real well. He's my voice.
Spry.
And
And I'm trying to keep my spryness. Oops.
Doing a pretty good job of it.
Say it.
I'm not really worried. I just feel a little
bothered. I don't know. What else would you say?
Uneasy, maybe.
Uneasy? Bothered or uneasy about something?
And a man who say lazy leaves his keys and money and so forth lying around. You say he's mighty.
He's careless, but he's irresponsible.
And say something you might say to so-and-so, well, Uncle so-and-so, he said nothing really wrong with him, he just acts kind of...
You know, I can't think of what you'd say.
Acts kind of funny or...
Yeah, he acts funny or he acts...
You ever say he acts kind of queer or something?
Yeah, queer. Yeah.
Just maybe he kind of acts funny.
I do crossword puzzles and they use such far-fetched synonyms.
I have worked a few, but
I don't worry about them. I don't work hard on that landlady boy. She's a card. She does those triple quotes. I used to do triple quotes. I took a government course on encoding and decoding. Stuff like that. I thought I was going to Washington back in 1943. I was going to take a job.